8:45, quarter till 9, Tommy Tucker, Friday morning, August 8th, heading into the peak of hurricane season. And Lona Hankins joins us now, CEO of the Regional Transit Authority, talk about some hurricane preparedness and other things. How you doing, Lona?
Good morning. How are you?
It's okay to call you Lona and not Ms. Hankins or CEO Hankins or anything like that.
Lona's perfect.
Let's talk about the RTA, because I think a lot of people know of it, but they don't really know what you are or what you do.
So we are the Regional Transit Authority, and we operate the buses, the streetcars, the ferries, and paratransit. We our service area includes parts of Jefferson Parish and parts of St. Bernard Parish and all of New Orleans.
So it's not just Orleans Parish.
Right. So we provide transportation down into Nunez Community College and into Elmwood. Like we really wanted to target some of the major job centers or education centers or hospitals to make sure that our region and our community is served well.
What is ridership like, Lona?
Our bus ridership is almost as high as it was in 2017. And our streetcar ridership is not quite as robust as it has been, partially because of a lot of construction work that it has occurred over the last year or so on our streetcar lines.
Tell me, for people that perhaps, and I'm just going to address the elephant in the room, that would maybe like to take mass transportation but will be hesitant to do so, tell me about the experience they can have if they decide to take one of the RTA buses.
Well, I'm going to encourage your audience, listening audience, to ride public transit. They can download the LePass app. They can buy their fare right there on the LePass app. Our app helps them navigate our system and helps them know where the buses are at any given time. Many locals not only use the bus to get to work or the streetcar to get to work, they also use it for entertainment. So it's cheaper than the Uber or Lyft. And if you want to party a bit, there's some lines that can get you to and from the parties and safely back. Even if you think about, like, football games and the parking headache, you can download that app, and from your neighborhood, just almost like Google Maps, from your neighborhood, you can figure out how to get to the Saints game or the Pelicans game and get back home safely.
So with the app, you don't have to, like, lean into the street to see if the bus is coming. You can check to see where the bus is coming, like because of some kind of global positioning thing or something?
Absolutely.
Tell me what you would like
you
people...
Watch,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
You can watch the buses kind of move down the street just like you would on the Lyft app.
So the LePass, how do you get that?
You go to your app store, whether it's you have a Android phone or an iPhone, and it's right there on the App Store, or you can go to the RTA's website, and it'll link you there. Our website is NORTA.com.
All right, let me take a break here. We'll talk about hurricane preparedness when we come back. 504-260-1870. If you ride public transit, I'd love to hear from you. That's the Oakland Art Jeweler talk and text line. No texting and driving. But if you're riding public transit, you can text because somebody else is driving, and you're just sitting there in a bus listening to us through your phone and having a good old time. 504-260-1870. Let me know if you use public transit or what you would like Lona Hankins to do, or what problems you have, or how the system's working or not. I'd love to hear from you. 8:49, minute early. Let's check traffic now on WWL. 8:54, 6 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Lona Hankins, CEO of the Regional Transit Authority. Somebody texted in, said, LePass, the app for using RTA, pleasantly surprised me when I first used it. Somebody else said, the RTA has changed so much, I now use nothing but buses to get to and from work, and it's saving me a ton of money. So apparently y'all are doing something right, Lona.
We are in an always continuous improvement efforts.
Tell me about Tell me about hurricane season and what you would like people to know.
Yes. So first and foremost, we support the city in its plan to evacuate the city when called. So what I want your listening audience to know is that when the mayor and the authorities say mandatory evacuation, all they need to do is grab a small bag and then go to their nearest bus stop. And then we will pick them up from their nearest bus stop, get them to our transfer points and then get them to the Smoothie King or the city's evacuation points. I also want to encourage those folks with medical needs to contact 311 and register with the city there, and also sign up for NOLA Ready. Text NOLA Ready to 77295 so that they can get all of the messages. During an emergency, we try to use the city's unified NOLA Ready platform to get our messages out, whether or not transit will be disabled or if we're returning to service. So it's important that we support the city in this effort and that we speak with one voice. So NOLA Ready is that platform.
Somebody texted in about cash. If you ride in a bus, do you have to have the app or do you need exact change? Or how does that work?
We do take exact change, and I think the fare is like $1.25.
Mm-hmm. Bills, or does it have to be coins?
It can be both.
Okay. And any credit card option?
Not yet.
Okay.
But working on it.
Stay
We're
tuned.
Working on it.
Stay tuned, right?
Yes.
And somebody else texted about any plans to improve, not improve, but to increase the amount of lines that you have or the routes and those kind of things. And how do you go about determining what are the most effective or most needed routes?
So let's start with the data. We collect data at every stop of the number of riders that are onboarding our stops.
Okay.
Or onboarding our buses. And we then use that data multiple times a year. Three times a year, we adjust our schedules to provide improvement on reliability. This past June, we shifted our schedules because one of the things we noticed was we were hitting those early morning pullouts and getting people to work on time or better. But it was in the evenings when they were coming home, that evening rush hour, we were missing it. And so we shifted some of our late night schedules in order to, where our riders were less, where we had less riders to improve the service between the rush hour. We are about to launch a deep look at our service on the West Bank. And we'll be hosting several community outreach meetings over the next series of weeks, starting Thursday, August the 14th from 4:30 to 6:30 at the Algiers Regional Library, trying to hold listening sessions so that not only as we want to hear what we think we know what the challenges are from the data, but we want to hear from people what the challenges are so that we can start to address the challenges and then lay out a plan, bring it back to the community, see what their reaction is, and then probably maybe next May, actually implement that plan.
Somebody texted about senior bus fare, only 40 cents. Is that accurate or not?
That's accurate.
And you got to be.
Good deal.
How are you defining senior?
It says 65.
Oh, well, I'd have to wait a while for that. But either way, it's good. Thank you for your time, Lona. I appreciate it. I tell you what, I live kind of far out in Belchase, but if I could walk out to my street, get on a bus, and get a ride downtown and then back home, that would give me 2 hours extra a day to work that I wouldn't have to drive.
Well, maybe one day soon you'll be able to drive to Algiers, park, and then hop on our bus rapid transit line.
That might not be bad. That might be a great idea. Thank you, Lona. Work on it for me,
You're
would
welcome.
You? Thank you. All right,
I'm
Lona.
I'm working on it.
Do it. Lona Hankins, CEO of the Regional Transit Authority. We'll take a break when we come back. I've decided to call it Happy Hour with Ian McNulty, who covers food and dining culture for the Times-Picayune New Orleans Advocate. It's Happy Hour coming up between 9 and 10. And if you have any questions about where to eat, where to drink, where you have been eating or drinking, and you got a comment to make about it, text him in, 504-260-1870. We'll hear what Ian has to say when we come back on WWL.